I don't know whether you've heard of the great French tightrope walker Blondy. In the 1800s, he set up a tightrope across the Niagara Gorge, and he walked across it and walked back. Then he put a wheelbarrow on it, and he wheeled that over and back. And then he said to the assembled crowd, "Do you believe I can put someone in the wheelbarrow and walk them over and back in safety?" And someone in the crowd said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Well, come on, get in." He said, "No, thank you, because I don't trust you. I don't trust you." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And in another portion of the Bible, when Jesus was preaching, some of his followers turned away and went their own way. And Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" To which Peter replied, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Let's come before God in prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have of worshipping you and studying your word this day. And we pray, O Lord, that you would quieten our hearts and our minds, that as we meditate upon your word, that your spirit might teach us and strengthen us for ministry in the gospel. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 is probably a portion of the Bible that lists out how we should live as Christians with total trust in God. It is particularly well known for verses 5 and 6, which talks about trusting in God and leaning not to your own understandings. It reflects on the biblical teaching that God is in control of all things, and that human wisdom is limited apart from God. The chapter reflects God's direct path and how we should live, and the doctrine of divine providence. Proverbs 3 is a powerful and practical chapter. It calls believers to trust in the Lord, pursue wisdom, embrace discipline, and walk in righteousness. It affirms that wisdom is the key to life of peace, security, divine favor, reinforcing God's way is the only way. These principles are set out in these verses in Proverbs 3. And if we look at the first two verses, it says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, that they will prolong your life for many years and bring you prosperity." This is not a form of submission or duty. It is a form that says, "Because you love me, you will keep my commandments." And keeping his commandments acknowledges and speaks the intellect of God's wisdom, that we should share our character and decisions, or shape our character and decisions based on that. Love springs true service to God. Because Jesus tells us, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And aligned with the biblical principle, obedience to God leads to blessing. However, we should point out that faithfulness to God does not guarantee a life free from trials. But it does guarantee the fact that God is with us through those trials. In verses 3 and 4, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, that you will win favour and a good name in the sight of God and man. Highlights the steadfast love and faithfulness which is frequently associated with the character of God. Writing them around their necks symbolizes these virtues as fundamental parts of one's identity and reflects Jesus' command to love one another. Verse 7 and 8, it talks about, which warns us against pride and self-reliance. True wisdom acknowledges God's authority, avoids evil, speaking God's wisdom rather than relying on one's own opinion is fearing the Lord, resulting in peace and joy, contributing to an overall well-being of ourselves. Verse 9 and 10, he talks about the fact that everything belongs to God. And everything that we own belongs to him. And we should repay just a small amount because of his providence and his provision of all things that we rely on, and even those things we take for granted. In verse 11 and 12, tells us to embrace God's discipline. These verses tells us that discipline is an expression of God's love. Just as parents correct their children, so God corrects us and builds character in our lives and trust in him. It's not a form of punishment. His discipline refines us, making us more like Christ day by day. And we should view trials as an opportunity for us to grow with humility and deeper maturity in him. We could also claim the promise that the Bible tells us that the sins and trials that God allows us to have will not be what you can't afford by faith in Christ. Verses 13 to 23 talks about wisdom and the security of wisdom and the treasures of wisdom. The wisdom that the Bible says, well, these verses say, holds the universe together. That in his wisdom, God created, God sustained, God upheld, and that God is in control of what he has created. Sometimes it may not think that so, but God still holds by his breath all things were created by his wisdom. All things hold together. Not of human wisdom, but of wisdom of God. And that trust in what God tells us and his wisdom will provide us with the greater security that we've never known before. Just as that man did not want to get into that wheelbarrow because he did not trust him. One can believe, but we also need to trust. Trust in the Word of God. Trust in his wisdom. And his wisdom gives us security and rewards. All these things, all these areas, keeping God's commandments, loving God, giving back to God what he has given to us, being taught of him, being chastised by him, depending upon the Word of God and the wisdom of God, is all tied up in those verses that we read. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not only to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And that's how we come to really know to trust him. Trust God, believe in his word, believing in the wisdom of God, believing that he is in total control of all things. And in that control, to allow him to control us. That the wisdom that we have is nothing compared on the wisdom and the love and the grace of God. Trusting in him. You don't need to be a theologian to trust in God. A simple thing every morning by saying, thank you, Father, for this day. And thank you, Father, that you will lead me. And that you, through me, people may see your love and grace. And having the confidence that God is in control in every situation that we find ourselves in. That his wisdom overcomes all. The wisdom that created the world. The wisdom and the grace and the love that created us is available to us by keeping his commandments, loving him, loving others as he has loved us, giving back to God which is truly his, accepting discipline as God encourages us and matures us. This way that we can say that we can trust him in all our ways. In Romans it says, all things work together for good for those who loved the Lord and are called according to his purpose. No matter what happens, no matter how dark the future may be, or may not be, let us have that confidence and expectant dependency on him, that we can trust him in all what we do. Trust in the Lord in all your ways. Lean not only to your own understanding, but in your way, all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your paths. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can have the confidence in you. In every situation of life, we can trust you. We can rely upon you. We can know that, Father, that through everything that happens to us, it is by your sovereign grace and your grace alone. And that, Father, we pray that we as individual and as a church may constantly reflect the confidence that we can have in you, knowing that through your Son's death and resurrection and ascension, where the victory has been won. And this we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.